It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill Ryan and Alyssa Rose, the Q Morning Show. It is Victory Monday today. There's so much to talk about this morning from what happened yesterday at the Browns game. It was very special. We will get into that, and it might take the entire morning to recap the weekend. But let's start off this morning by talking to a very frazzled Alyssa Rose. What time did you get up this morning?
I think like 3:37.
Okay.
I opened my eyes.
So not absurdly early, but earlier than we normally get up.
Earlier than normal, and my husband, Bryce, is still up. So I wake up and are you still up? He's like, yeah. He's like making himself like some instant oatmeal or something. And I was like, okay, I'm going to just get up and get ready for work. So I did that.
But then Alyssa has a specific craving this morning.
I did. And honestly, it doesn't happen very often. I really wanted a McGriddle, like so bad. And so I was like, oh, this is perfect. McDonald's opens, according to my phone, at like 4 a.m. So
okay.
I'm like, oh, my God, I can go get a McGriddle before work. Nothing is ever open before we get to work. So I was like, this is a great craving to have.
And for geographical context, Alyssa lives downtown.
Yes, like right downtown.
So it's not like we have a McDonald's anywhere downtown.
Oh, but there is a bunch of McDonald's like within 3 miles of here.
Right, but you still have to leave your apartment and
yeah.
You have to go to the parking garage and you have to get out of downtown
mm-hmm.
to go find an open McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. So I did that. And what an adventure I had, Bill. What adventure I had. The first one I went to, straight up just closed. No longer in business. The second one I went to, system is down. Rebooting. I'm like, okay. How long? 15 minutes. Okay.
So they're having a Monday over there as well.
They're having a Monday.
Yeah.
So then I go to a third McDonald's location. Not open.
Even like, though it says that they're open.
Even though it says that they're open on Apple Maps, they were just not open.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God. And at this point, we're getting down to the wire. I'm like, I gave myself so much time this morning,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm actually like cutting it close. But I'm also just like dedicated to it's the principle.
Right.
I've tried three now.
You left the house to get a McGriddle. I'm not going back
until I have a McGriddle
right.
in hand.
Yeah.
And I also promised Bryce that I would get him one. So I'm like, I have to deliver here. So finally, at the very, very end of the wire, the buzzer, I managed to get my McGriddle. I was almost late. I brought one in for Bill. And do you know he still hasn't touched it?
I don't know how I feel about the McGriddle.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I remember trying it once and not necessarily caring for it.
They're the best breakfast food, like, of all time.
I prefer the sausage McMuffin.
That's so funny because I literally made an Instagram story because I was just like, nobody's up. I don't have anybody to talk to about this. So I made Instagram stories and I'd said, I'm trying to get a McMuffin.
Yeah.
And then I corrected myself in another story and was like, I spoke out of turn. I would never do all this for a McMuffin, ever. I would only do all this for a McGriddle.
Oh, how can you slander the McMuffin? It's a classic.
It's ordinary.
Well, I did have my hash brown, so thank you very much.
Oh, good. Good. I worked hard for that.
A successful mission then this morning?
Sure. I got my McGriddle, and I'm happy about it. So we'll take it. It's a win.
Good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. There's so much that happened over the weekend that we got to talk about, especially what happened yesterday at the Browns game. And we'll get to that after 7 this morning. Alyssa Rose was at the Monsters game on Saturday night.
I was.
Home opener for the Cleveland Monsters, taking the ice for the first time this season.
Oh, yeah. It was great to see them back. It was packed. It was a pretty packed house, and they did not win, but they lost in, like, a shootout, which is, like, one step past overtime. So they played really good. It was a great game. It was really fun to watch.
And this past weekend, well, the only reference that I have here is my social media feed. It looked like that it was Halloween for single people and young couples.
Yes. I definitely got that vibe.
That's when they celebrate Halloween, because there were just outfits all over my social media feed. And I'm like, oh, I used to do that.
Remember when?
Yeah, I used to go out the Saturday before Halloween. Did you end up doing that on Saturday night?
We did. We did. We went to the Winchester in Lakewood for a little bit, and then we moseyed over to Around the Corner.
Okay. Were you in costume, though? Did you wear your WWE outfit that you talked about last week?
I did, and I didn't get any pictures.
Zero pictures?
I did. We were, like, rushing to get there because the game ended, like, late. We didn't even stay until the end, but, like, we didn't actually, like, leave my apartment till, like, 10:45 probably. So we were just trying to get somewhere.
Like, at 10:45, you're going out for the night.
Like, well, we had already gone to the Monsters game, too.
Right. Right. That's crazy. What was I doing at 10:45? Well, actually, I do have a story about what I was doing at 10:45 on Saturday night. We'll save that for another time.
Okay.
However, I was home.
If it makes you feel any better, I, at one point on Saturday, was just like, well, I'm too old to be here.
Did you feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I was in the bathroom at Around the Corner, which, like, I do love Around the Corner. It's so fun. They do such a good job with, like, decorating everything.
Yeah.
But there was a girl in the bathroom. Her friend is, like, screaming at her. She's like, I can't find my phone, and, like, crying. And I was like, I literally walked out and audibly said, I was like, I am too old to be here. Well, because I was also being a mom. There was no toilet paper. There was only one stall with toilet paper, so I, like, grabbed a bunch of it, and I was handing it to girls as they walked in.
It's nice of you.
And she was like, I don't care. And I was like, oh.
All right.
Okay. Well, you might want it. Like.
Yeah. She'll regret that later.
Yeah, but, no, it was fun, though.
Did you close down the bar on Saturday night?
Just about.
Yeah.
Just about. Left a little bit early to go pick up some pizza, and then came on back and called it a night.
All right. Very good. Well, the festivities continue this week because it is Halloween week.
Oh, yeah. I saw a lot of good costumes.
And, yeah, so let's get to Alyssa Aligns Your Week. So Alyssa uses the stars.
We're going to get all spooky.
Your zodiac sign, yeah. We'll talk about that coming up. Alyssa Aligns Your Week. On the Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Q104, Sabrina Carpenter. Saturday night at the Eras Tour in New Orleans, Taylor Swift brought out Sabrina Carpenter for a few songs.
I did see that. Sabrina posted on Instagram and said, the only stage I want to see on my day off.
Was it on video? Can you go watch this somewhere?
Yeah. I've seen it on, like, TikTok and stuff.
Like, good video or grainy?
I mean, it's fine.
Bad audio video.
It's still, like, an iPhone. It's got a decent quality.
Because I guess they sang a duet, Taylor and Sabrina, and then they did, like, a mashup of three of their songs.
Oh, I haven't seen, like, all that. I've just seen more of, like, their back and forth. The phone call, did you see that?
Yeah, so I guess Taylor called Sabrina from a cell phone, and then Sabrina just came out on stage.
Right.
Okay.
I thought that was cute.
So you had to be in New Orleans to be able to see that, though.
Yeah.
They don't have that anywhere else. Well, that makes sense. I mean,
other than TikTok, if you're really curious, if you really want to feel the FOMO, go check it out on TikTok. It's got to be there.
Alyssa aligns your week. So she has done her homework. She has considered your zodiac sign. And now she's going to plan out your week using the stars. What do you got, Alyssa?
Yeah, so it's going to be a doozy. We got quite the week. So last week, the sun moved into Scorpio, and Mercury has been in Scorpio, and it's going to stay there until this Saturday. And then the new moon in Scorpio is on Friday. So, like, there's a whole lot of Scorpio happening, and you don't know anything about Scorpios, do you?
I don't, no.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I feel like the best way to describe Scorpios is, like, their actual, like, animal is a scorpion, right? Like, okay. And scorpions they're known for stinging and their venom and all that. So that's a big thing that you want to watch out for this week. We have a lot of Scorpio going on. Be sure not to let negative energy, like, overtake your day. You're not entering your villain era right now. Okay, it might feel very easy to do so, but try to use all this Scorpio energy as being like a breath of fresh air, especially the new moon in Scorpio on Friday. And also, you know, you might be forced to look at issues that maybe you've been trying to avoid, trying to push down, but this is the week that they're feeling like they're bubbling over.
Are you saying like my to-do list?
I'm like, saying just anything things, in general.
Like, for example, I'm missing a headlight on my car, and I've been missing it for over a week now. I've been putting it off. Is that what you're talking about? Like, I got to face my issues? Like,
sure.
I got to replace this headlight.
You got to do it.
Someday.
You do. You do. And what better time than now?
Okay.
but the biggest thing about this is that if you lean into, like, all of this Scorpio energy and you just accept the fact that you're going to have to face maybe things that you've been trying to avoid, you will come out better on the other side. Like, you're going to have a much better peace of mind. We just got to get through this together. And I also, you know, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I feel like with the election being right here too, it's like a perfect metaphor of like, we just got to get through this. Like, we're almost there. We just got to get it done.
I thought yesterday was a perfect example of the city coming together over one certain reason and getting us through this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that coming up after 7 this morning. Alyssa aligns your week every Monday on the Q Morning Show. Q104. Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Good to have you with us. So it was the worst news to receive on Saturday when we heard about the passing of Jim Donovan, longtime sports director at WKYC Channel 3 for almost 40 years.
Wow.
The radio voice of the Browns since 1999. There are few people in this town, I think, that you can use the word legend to describe.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jim was one of them. So yesterday's game, it just had a completely different vibe going into it. Like, you didn't even care. Like, I wasn't even going to watch yesterday.
Really?
Until Saturday. But it's like you didn't even care how many wins the team had or how frustrating they've been all year, because we lost someone. And so yesterday became about Jim and coming together yesterday to pay our respects. So here's what happened inside Huntington Bank Field yesterday. This is what you didn't see on TV. The moment of silence for Jim Donovan.
Yesterday, Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, passed away at the age of 68 after battling leukemia. For 25 years, he brought the Browns to life, leaving an indelible mark on fans every Sunday with his passion and unmatched skill behind the mic. Please rise for a moment of silence to honor Jim Donovan. Thank you. Jim, you will forever be a Cleveland Brown.
And he will, Jeff Shree, forever be the voice of the Cleveland Browns.
And then the Browns won yesterday.
I know. That was like the cherry on top. I did see a lot of like, they were giving me chills, like the different pictures and stuff that I was seeing of like, imagine Jim calling this from upstairs. Like, he would have been loving this game.
It was incredible to watch. They played better than they played all season. Now, there's many reasons for that, and we're not the show to discuss all that, but it was the best game of the season, and it happened on the day that we said goodbye to Jim. And after the game in the locker room, Coach Kevin Stefanski announced that One of the game balls was going to the Donovan family.
I told you guys I would love nothing more than to give this game ball
to the family.
To the family of Jim Donovan.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Jim loved the Cleveland Browns. He loved you guys. Okay, we love him back. We will be there for his family. This one's for Jim.
So a really special day in Cleveland yesterday. Because this was beyond football. Jim brought us all together yesterday. How rare is that?
So rare.
For there to be one thing that brings us all together anymore.
And somehow it's centered around the Browns.
Right.
Who would have thought?
Well, I wish it could have been anything else other than those circumstances. But mm-hmm. What a legacy for Jim Donovan to be able to do that for an entire city.
Oh, absolutely.
Just tremendous. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Halloween week. Hash it out this morning. And I love that this couple has come to us. It's Megan and Cody. They are married. And Cody is going to go first to explain the dilemma. Megan will be here to respond to anything that Cody has to say if she doesn't agree with it. Cody, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on between the two of you?
Well, okay. So I think my wife is trying to sabotage us into being like the lame house on the block this Halloween.
I love it. I love it already. Some sabotage.
Yeah. So she came home from shopping the other day, you know, and I was helping her bring things in from the car and all that. And then I picked up this bag that was just filled, right? Like just stuffed with 100 Halloween pencils and little rubber toys and stuff, you know? And so, you know, of course I was curious, you know, and I was like, what's this for? Now, Megan is a teacher. Sometimes she buys school supplies for her, you know, her students and stuff. And she told me that she got them to give her class. But here's the kicker, right? She also wants to pass them out to the trick-or-treaters.
Okay.
I see where this is going.
You got to understand, right? This is our first year in this house, right? It's like, it's really the first time that we're ever going to have trick-or-treaters, you know? And to be honest, I was just mortified. I'm like, I'm trying to tell her, you know, we can't be that house on the block that gives out freaking pencils. All right, it's not candy. You know, I mean, you don't want to be that one family that apples. You don't want to be that one family that gives out something weird. You know, no, they want candy. We got to get candy. We got to get good candy. It's Halloween. I mean, really.
All right, Megan. Cody says that your family's reputation in the neighborhood is on the line. What do you say?
I say this is so ridiculous. Why do you have such a problem with us giving out little pencils and pop fidget spinners? What's wrong with that?
You're missing the point, though, Megan. Like, kids don't want this stuff, man. They just, it's not candy. Like, they want the candy. They want the goods. They want the sugar.
Everyone else is giving out candy for Halloween. I don't know. I just want to do something different. This is ridiculous.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah, no, I understand trying to be different. I get that, you know. But come on, man. Everyone gives out candy because that's what kids want. When they go door to door, when they're house to house saying trick or treat, they're not hoping that somebody's going to throw a bunch of school supplies in their bag, okay? Don't you remember being a kid? You get disappointed when you get something that ain't chocolate, you know? They want candy.
I mean, yeah, of course I remember being a kid, and yeah, I do like chocolate, but, like, I would have been super excited for pencils, and, like, I'm telling you that kids love these fidget toys. I'm telling you.
Do they, though?
And, yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank
them.
You. Look, I'm just saying, at best, we're going to be the lame house. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, oh, don't go to that house. They're lame. At worst, we're going to get toilet papered and egged, okay? I don't want that happening.
Does that still happen these days?
No.
It
should. They're going to write it next year.
A house that gives out pencils for Halloween, they deserve it.
216-474-0104. You've heard from Cody. You've heard from Megan. Megan wants to give out the little fidget toys and the Halloween pencils. Cody says, I don't want to be the lame house in the neighborhood.
Candy or bust.
Yeah, I feel like the expectations of Halloween are out there. 216-474-0104. Let's hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa hash it out right now. Cody is pleading with his wife, Megan. Please don't let us be the lame Halloween house in the neighborhood, because Megan, who is a teacher, has arranged to give away like fidget spinners and Halloween pencils.
Which I think is super cute. I think that that's a great thing to get trick-or-treating. You get so much candy.
But Cody does not think so. And
he doesn't
want
to be labeled as the lame house. It's their first year in this house.
The texts are coming in. And I guess trick-or-treat really is underway. Because I know different neighborhoods, different cities have already begun trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
And the text here, it says, my niece went trick-or-treating over the weekend. Her one comment when I asked her how it was, it was good, except for this one house that gave out pencils.
There's always one. But you know what? You always need a pencil.
But that's what Cody is trying to avoid with all this. She does not want to be the house where that little girl comes home and complains about that house, right? Jennifer in Brook Park, good morning.
Hello.
Did you have a house like this in your neighborhood when you grew up?
So when we were growing up, there was a very sweet lady who would hand out apples every year. And every year, my sister and I did not want to go to her house.
You didn't want the apples?
We did not want the apples. I think it's a really sweet idea of Megan, but I can't agree with her on this.
No, the kids want candy.
I think my wife would give away the apples if we ran out of candy. I think she would pivot to apples.
You think so?
Well, right now, she's always on this thing where...
Paula loves candy. What do you mean if you run out of candy? There's going to be candy in the house.
But she always buys too many apples in the house. And so I will just randomly be sitting on the couch. It happened yesterday. I'm randomly sitting on the couch watching the Browns game, and she comes over with a bowl of apples.
Like, I almost
cut up
like
apples.
If you're the house that gives away apples, that's so much more sus than being the house that gives away pencils. You're going to tell me as a parent, if your kid brings home an apple in their trick-or-treat bag, it's not going straight in the garbage.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's going straight in the garbage.
It probably is. Bailey and Perry, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on this? Should Megan reconsider her idea of giving away pencils and fidget spinners?
I think so. The kids, they get, I mean, there's other houses that are going to give them out, and they're going to get them. Then they're going to have their Halloween parties at school, and they're going to get them there. And there's too many of those trinkets that are coming home that they end up in the trash. I mean, we throw those things right away when the kids aren't around because they get thrown on the floor. The dog finds them. We're stepping on them. Mm. They don't play with them. We don't want them.
Oh, my gosh, Bailey, 100%. I am constantly throwing away. I'm like, I see it on the floor and I'm like, this is just crap. It's just crap.
It's just junk.
Yes.
Let's just throw it away.
It's junk. It breaks because it's, you know, you're buying them in bulk and so they're cheap and then they break. And, you know, we just give out like drinks. Find like juice boxes or cans of pop or something. The kids are thirsty when they're trick or treating. They'll be excited when they get it. And it's something that's not candy. And then they'll be able to have it right then and there.
Thank you, Bailey. Yeah, someone texted in here. Did you see this? We give out cans of pop. What do you think about cans of pop?
I actually think that's a great idea. I would be so excited if I got just like a little can of pop or even like a little bottle of water when I was trick-or-treating.
Yeah, it breaks up the monotony, I guess.
Yeah. How much Hershey's can you really have?
I don't know. I think the overwhelming majority here is saying, Megan, please reconsider. You have a few days to reconsider your decision.
But you know what, Megan? I love where your head is at. Just dare to be different.
Thinking outside the box?
Maybe not right now, though.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Not for trick-or-treat.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Cynthia is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge today. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
You're in Amherst, right?
Correct.
Thank you for having us on. It is a three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your three questions?
Yeah.
Question one, name one of the two teams currently playing in the World Series.
The LA Dodgers.
Question two, it's the candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
M&M's.
And question three, if I order a drink that's half lemonade, half iced tea, I just ordered what drink?
I don't know. Pass.
Two for three today, Cynthia. Coming strong on a Monday morning.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
What are you up to this morning, Cynthia?
Taking my daughter to school.
How old is your daughter?
She's five.
Oh, what's her name?
Luna.
Oh, I just heard her say hi. Was that her saying hello?
Yeah, she did. She's laughing in the back.
Hi, Luna. Alyssa is back in studio right now. So it's Cynthia and Luna.
Oh, good morning, Cynthia and Luna.
Good morning.
Cynthia went 2 for 3 today. Alyssa, are you ready for your three questions?
I'm about as ready as I'm going to be.
Let's go. Question one. Name one of the two teams currently playing in the World Series.
Dodgers.
The score is 2-1 with Cynthia on top. Question two. The candy that melts in your mouth and not in your hand.
What?
It's the candy that melts in your mouth, not in your hand. It's been their slogan since the 1950s.
Oh, boy. Hershey's?
The answer is M&M's. M&M's. They melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
I mean, to be fair, they can melt in your hand.
How would that be possible?
If it's hot enough outside, if your hands are hot, they're going to melt.
All right. Well, next summer, you try that experiment.
I will. You know what? I will. Just for you.
Just put a bunch. Just stand outside with M&M's in your hand. Question three, Alyssa. You need this question to tie Cynthia today.
Okay.
Or she wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge. If I order a drink that's half lemonade, half iced tea, I just ordered what drink?
An Arnold Palmer.
She got the tie today, yeah. Cynthia.
An Arnie Palmy.
I had no idea.
Cynthia, you get the tie today during Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I promise you we have a wonderful prize for you. I promise. You're going to love it.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
My name is Cynthia, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Ooh, it's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Hope you had a good weekend. I went up into my attic this past weekend.
And you survived to tell the tale.
My wife has been bothering me to go up into my attic for over a year now. We've never been in our attic since we moved into the house in 2021. I've been too scared to go up there. And I was not prepared by what I found in the attic over the weekend. Did you watch the video?
I haven't yet, but I'm very curious. What did you find up there?
I was very surprised by what I found. It's at the end of the video. It is the Q Morning Show on demand. That's our Instagram page. That's where you can find the
video.
Nope,
it's just the Q Morning Show.
What did I say?
On demand.
Oh, that's our podcast.
That's a podcast.
Yes, at the Q Morning Show is our Instagram. Okay, there's a lot of things. I get confused easily. Now, at Alyssa's house this past weekend, there was some
commotion.
Hullabaloo.
Some hullabaloo.
What was going on at your house?
Well, I didn't realize this until Friday night as it was happening. A new Call of Duty game came out. And one thing that we all know about Bryce is Bryce loves his games. And he is 29, but I felt like I had a 13-year-old boy in my humble abode because of what was coming out of his mouth all night as he was on Call of Duty with his friends.
Should I play it now?
Yeah, should we roll the tape?
Yeah, Alyssa got audio of this.
That's a boom right there. That's a boom. Ooh, that's a boom right there. That's a boom. That's a boom.
Oh my God.
Ooh, that's a boom. That's a boom. Oh no, I'm dooming. Oh, never mind. Okay, gotta get the momentum. We pop off with a boom. Oh, that's a boom. Let's go. He wants the boom. So I would have got you there, Paul. This is hardcore. You know what else was in the beta? Your mom.
Oh, yeah. That's it,
right there. That's a
boom. You know,
all night.
This is grounds for divorce, right here.
We just got married.
You could end this marriage right now.
No, I honestly love it. I was laughing so hard because every time I would try to record him, he would like stop. Like he didn't even know that I was doing it. But so I had to record like 30 minutes of him playing games just to be able to get that little bit right there. But just so many, that's a boom, that's a boom.
How did you not just yank him out of the chair?
I was just fascinated. I was like, you are a full-grown married man.
That's
and you sound like a preteen.
Let's get that catchphrase going.
That's a boom. Oh, it's already on TikTok. That's where he got it from.
Oh, is it? All right.
Yeah, the that's a boom has already made its way into his vernacular, but just it really hit a peak. As he was playing the new Call of Duty.
I should expect my kids to start saying it soon.
Oh, yeah. That's why I asked. Are they saying it yet?
Not
because
yet.
It's on the horizon. It's coming.
Well, now they are.
That's a boom right
that's
there.
That's a boom right there.
That's a boom.
Ooh, that's a boom right there.
Do I even want to know what happens when he says it?
I don't even know what happens when he says it. That's a boom.
Dasha. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So here's what's got me excited. Taco Bell, on Thursday, on Halloween, they are launching a limited-time decades menu.
Ooh.
Bringing back nostalgic menu items from each decade. Like the original tostada from the 60s, the 70s green sauce burrito.
Oh, wow.
I am not familiar with these two items.
I didn't even know Taco Bell was around in the 60s.
Yeah, me neither, to be honest with you.
I had no clue.
The 80s favorite, the Mexi Melt. I remember the Mexi Melt. That sounds good. I think I remember the Mexi Melt. And my favorite from the 90s, the Gordita Supreme.
Ooh, I don't think I've ever had one of those.
So good. That was my favorite, the Gordita Supreme. I would get that, and I would get two hard shell tacos every time. That was my go-to order at Taco Bell at 2:15 a.m.
Everybody has their go-to orders. And then when they do change it and take it off the menu, it just like throws a wrench in everything. I had one, the beefy Fritos burrito is no longer on the menu, but that was like, that was part of my go-to.
I wonder if they're going to bring that back.
I wish. I just looked. You forgot to mention that starting November 21st, the caramel apple empanada is coming back.
Where?
At Taco Bell.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
The caramel apple empanada?
It doesn't say that on my sheet here. I don't see anything about the empanada.
Oh, well, I am on the official Taco Bell website, and that was like also, oh my gosh, those are so good.
That's not till next month. My stuff is coming back on Thursday on Halloween.
Okay, well, my bad for looking toward the future and trying to be prepared.
And they're all going to be priced at $3 or less.
Nice. Heck yeah, brother, let's go.
I have to get a Gordita Supreme, although I will be getting it probably much earlier in the day.
I was going to say, should I bring one of those into you?
Not
at 2:15. Would you eat it at 5:30 in the morning?
Yes, I will eat anything, anytime, anywhere.
Except for the McGriddle that I got you this morning that's still sitting there?
The McGriddle never settles well in my stomach. So I'm avoiding the McGriddle. But thank you, though. It's the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts.
That was nice of you to think of me this morning. So this celebrity should have won his own celebrity look-alike contest. However, he did not.
What? How does that even happen?
But he was there. He just didn't win.
He just didn't win. He didn't look enough like himself.
I'll tell you in minutes. The Q Morning Show. Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So yesterday in New York City, in Washington Square Park, that's in Lower Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, there's been these flyers going around and all of these internet posts about a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest happening in the park. I guess some YouTuber was behind all this.
Okay.
And so he advertised it. And a bunch of people showed up, like a very large crowd of people showed up in the park.
There's a lot of Timothy Chalamet lookalikes out there, I guess.
And it was a problem because the police had to show up and they were trying to manage the crowd size. But then they arrested one person.
What?
It was something about there's a law about how you can't just have some sort of a unauthorized with a. Said here it's a $500 fine for an unpermitted costume contest. So you can't just have a costume contest anywhere you want. You need a permit for that.
Wow, apparently. Good to know. I would never have known that.
So it became pandemonium. And then you can imagine what it was like for everyone there when Timothy Chalamet himself was there trying to win the Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest.
Like, how much was on the line? How much was the prize?
When I tell you, you're not going to believe it. So the police broke up this costume contest, and what they ended up doing was going somewhere else and finishing up the contest.
Oh, okay.
The winner, his name is Miles Mitchell, 21 years old, lives on Staten Island. He was wearing a purple Willy Wonka outfit. The grand prize for the Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest, $50.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
$50.
$50.
All that for $50.
All these people showed up for that.
A secondary location, a right. Visit by the police, a $500 fine for an unauthorized costume contest.
Yeah, but
Timothy Chalamet in the flesh for right. A $50 prize.
Yeah, and he didn't win.
And he didn't win.
Didn't even win that thing. I don't know. Ideas for us for next year.
I wonder how he feels about that. He's like, do I not look enough like Timothy? I am Timothy.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good to have you here this morning.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.